interesting day. Every day is a very interesting day. Today will be, as others, an interesting romp through reality on the Good Day program. Thanks to Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Heather will be along. Roberta is off until tomorrow, so we don't have new Queen of Cheap things, but we do have a lot of news from the world of television. You want to give us any highlights on what your report will include? Yes,
for later
in the hour. A sneaky peeky.
I'm going to tell you about a new show in development for Michael J. Fox, which I think is kind of fun. A new job for Lucy Lawless.
Yeah.
And what else am I going to tell you about? How about some Gene Simmons gossip?
Really? All right.
Yes. I know you like the wife.
Yeah, right. All right. So just to give you a little teaser, even more of a teaser, if you want to go to DougSteffen.com, you'll see in the What's New at DougSteffen.com box the story behind Michael J. Fox. So if you want to beat Jennifer to the punch.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to beat me. All right, but you want to go to DougSteffen.com.
Yes, you do. That's true. All right, so we'll be checking on the social media. Here's a story that this is the kind of stuff, when I see this or hear these stories, I go into my apoplectic state.
Oh, I like that.
So you can join me. Rich always likes it when I go over the edge, down the crevasse, if you will. Here's the story from Nevada, where the city of Henderson has agreed to pay $292,000 to Adam Green and his wife. They're settling a lawsuit the couple brought after police officers beat him during a traffic stop. Officers pulled Mr. Green over when they saw him weaving. They thought he was drunk. He was actually suffering from a diabetic shock, and his wife was holding on to the wheel, trying to get off the road. The thing that got the officers were the dashboard cameras on their own cars, which show them repeatedly kicking and beating this guy because he was unresponsive. Little did they know, nor did they seem to care, that he was having a diabetic shock, even though
his wife kept
saying, "Don't hurt my husband, he's going through a shock." They were yelling at him, according to the police tapes, to stop resisting arrest. The guy's going through a shock laying on the grass on the side of the road, and they're beating the guy up. So appropriately, the city of Henderson pays this couple almost $300,000. When does this stuff stop? And why does it take place in the first place? It isn't that
and
I'm...
Did we ask questions, like, when we pull people over? Like,
well, don't...
I mean, is there a difference?
If the police are properly trained, this goes back, my argument continues, fewer police, better trained, better paid. That's what we need. This kind of stuff has no business.
Yeah, but here's the unfortunate reality.
Yeah?
Is that in 9.5 out of 10 of these circumstances, it's usually the other way around.
Well, so that's why I'm better trained, Richie.
When you hit that 0.5 circumstance, and they're just mentally used to, something's... Now, do they need to beat the guy? No, but, you know, whether he's drunk or whether he's having a diabetic fit. A friend of mine, her mom is 72 years old, apparently had a seizure, bounced off a car.
Yeah.
Drove another half mile, bounced off another car, and before she stopped, cops pulled up to her, pulled her out of the car. She had no idea what it did. She's like, the seizure was over at this point. And she's like, "Yes, officer, how can I help you?"
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting her in cuffs, taking her to jail, and nobody ever asked, "Are you okay? Do you have any medical history?" And my friend is just was out of control at the fact they cuffed her and took her to jail without ever asking.
She sued him.
No. But, I mean, this just happened a few months ago, so.
All right, here's another one. You want to chew on this one for a while? This is why there are people are questioning all the discussion about small business startups. Julie Pries wanted to open an ice cream store in Coal Valley, which is near San Francisco. She succeeded, but it took her 2.5 years. and tens of thousands of dollars to get all of the permits and complete the paperwork required by bureaucracies to sell ice cream in an ice cream store. 2.5 years. This is why people aren't opening.
How many years to get the milk?
It took me a year to get the raw milk permit. Here's a story of Louis Castro receiving a less than honorable discharge from the U.S. Army. What he didn't realize was that the thick file of papers he got from the Army when he left didn't contain a DD-214. A DD-214 is the official release from active duty. They forgot to put it in the stack of papers.
Uh-oh.
He found out 10 years later when he came back to America from a trip to Europe, went through Miami International. He was flagged as AWOL, spent 12 days in jail before the Army found out or figured out that he had been mustered out in 2002 from Fort Carson. Not only did they not want it, not only was he in jail for 12 days, they wouldn't let him out of jail unless he flew to Fort Carson, Colorado on his own dime to sign one copy of one piece of paper, the DD-214. Apparently, local media outlets picked up the story. People became so outraged that the Army finally said, okay, we'll fax you the document. 10 years after this guy gets out of the Army, and apparently he had a very, the guy had a good, decent career in the Army. But this is the thanks you get. Because somebody didn't put the paperwork. And they wanted him to fly to Fort Collins with an Army escort to sign the DD-214. Well, Carmen says, wherefore art thou?
Yeah.
One more of these. You want one more?
Yeah, one more.
This is a good one. Victoria Baca called the state police in New Mexico to report that she had been a victim of an internet scam. Officials told her they couldn't immediately send an officer, so she asked them to call her before they came to her house. Instead of calling, an officer came by while she was gone at work. The officer jumped a fence with a beware of the dog sign, was attacked by the dog, and killed it. State police said the officer was acting in self-defense. No action taken against him. Do you understand the gist of this story?
No, lay it on me again.
She called state police to say that she'd been victimized by an internet scam, and she wanted somebody to investigate. But she said, I got to go to work. Call me before you come over, and I'll either leave work early or, you know, I'll tell you when I'm going to be home from work. They didn't. They sent an officer over there. He couldn't get in, so instead of coming back, he jumps the fence. Her dog is in her yard. The dog attacks the officer. He shoots the dog and kills it. And this woman comes home and says, what are you doing to my dog? Well, the dog attacked me. Why did you jump over the fence? Well, because you called. You said you had a problem. She said, I told the person who answered the phone that I would be back if you called. I would leave work early. Or I would tell you when I was going to be home so you could come and investigate. Hello. Okay.
What can you even say?
Yeah, right. Hello.
Hey, thank you for cranking me up so early in the
That's
morning.
That's right, Richie. I'm all about cranking you up. All right, we have news about the drought. By the way, this is the anniversary of Elvis's passing.
It is.
So you can be sure that we'll have some musical tribute in a matter of moments here. 16 past the hour of the time on Good Day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Ambrin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
All right, let's keep making people crazy, right?
Sure.
I don't know that this makes people crazy, but looking at the results of all of the weather, rainfall accumulation hasn't been great. We've been pretty hot here and there. 80% of agricultural land in the United States has been affected. We are the largest producer of corn and soybeans in the world. And so the repercussions of this, not only here but around the world, will be felt, and the ramifications will there'll be 103 million tons less of corn than there was last year. And so the G20 countries that are getting together, guess what is it, next week, trying to figure out, right after Labor Day, I guess it is, how to avoid the costs going, you can't, because there's no food there. I mean, the markets are going to bear. When you go to the Chicago Mercantile and you see how all these commodities are being bid up, corn's almost $9 a bushel. Last year, this time, it was $6.
They're talking about adjusting the amount of corn that goes towards ethanol and whatnot to try and relieve it a little bit.
Okay, well, that should be done anyway, because there are plenty of other things that you can do to make ethanol.
But then that makes the... I don't know if that makes the price of gas go up or not.
No, if you switch
grass,
even
make gas
using
cheaper.
Using clippings from the lawn, that's easy enough to do. I don't know why they don't do that. They ought to have that. That'd be a great business start. Richie, let's go into business.
Sure.
We'll collect lawn clippings.
Absolutely.
Doug and Richie's Lawn Clipping Biz, Inc., LLC.
Send us your clips.
Et cetera. 21 after the hour.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Presley was rushed from Graceland to Baptist Memorial Hospital in Memphis. Doctors' efforts to revive him were fruitless, and he was pronounced dead, having a coronary arrhythmia at 3:30 in the afternoon at the age of 42. And from that moment on, I get goosebumps as I think about what I remember seeing on that day and for the days after, many days after, actually, morning fans keeping a vigil outside Graceland, and the burial at a regular... A lot of people think he was buried at Graceland right away. He wasn't. He was brought to a regular... I think, I forget which...
looking for trouble.
He was taken to a cemetery and buried for a while, and then they fixed up the house and he was brought back.
I thought that was Michael Jackson.
No. No, Michael, well, I think
Michael Jackson was buried somewhere else.
Yeah. Jackson, too. Yeah, exactly. Then they took him and put him in a mausoleum. At any rate, here's the 2020 music quiz. See if you can name his first hit. 1956 was the year. And his last hit, which was 1981. Almost 4 years after he died, he had his last big hit.
Every girl I see looks good. Right. I'm going to contest this.
Well, you're going to contest that one
answer.
Yeah. Hey, how, you don't even know what the answer is yet, so how do you, or did I tell you what the answer is?
I do,
is?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I
love 800-5... What am I... 800-510-8255. All right, RCA... Loved this guy, and he loved RCA. They were the best thing that they ever had. From that point to this point, does RCA Records even still exist?
It got bought up.
I think it's probably swallowed up. Yeah.
Probably by Sony.
All right. Anyway, so what was Elvis's first hit in 1956 and his last one in 1981? He had 28 gold records. How many different number one songs did he have? 38 top 10 charting records, 40 charting albums. Good Lord. So, 1956, first year, his first number one song was, you fill in the blank. What was his last number one song. 800-510-8255. That's all right, Mama. Just anyway, that's all right. See?
Nobody ever had a voice like this guy.
Richie likes some of the peripheral stuff.
Yeah, I like some of the peripheral stuff like this.
Gospel stuff is my guy.
My mom
How
used
great
to play
thou art, man. Oh, my God.
This used to be on in the house all the time.
And, well, it should be. Crank it up, Richie.
This was my version of going to church.
Yep.
Oh, Lord, my God.
Jennifer's like, oh, my God.
Well, no, I love it.
Some wonder.
Oh, my God. I get tears in my eyes.
Consider all.
The guy's got a voice, doesn't he?
The way that it all kind of put together. I don't even want to be a sacrilege to sing along with him. Although I feel like I want.
I end that real quick.
All right. So we're working on the first hit and the last hit from Elvis's career. What do you think they are or were? 800-510-8255. Jennifer checks on the social media aspects of our communications with you. Email us, jennifer@dougstephan.com, rich@dougstephan.com, doug@dougstephan.com. A TV report coming up in the next half hour along with the answer to our musical quiz. 28 after on Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Since now, 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. the only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Good day program at 33 past the hour. It's Thursday, the 16th of August. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the words of Albert Dunning. Great opportunities come to all, but many do not know they have met them. The only preparation to take advantage of them is simple fidelity to watch what each day brings. What will today bring to you, perhaps, is the question.
That and the guts to take the chance.
Yep, taking the chance. It's what America has been all about. Like to see it return.
So many people just see it and then watch it go by.
Yeah, right. See you later, alligator. It's not safe. Oh, got to be safe all the time. So social media, what's happening on Twitter and Facebook, Jen?
Well, we're remembering Elvis today, Dougie, at Facebook, so we're asking you your favorite Elvis song. You can chime in at facebook.com/goodday show. Also, from the last hour, we're tracking a story. What is better for the country, lots of small businesses or a few centrally run corporations? We're getting some response on that already. Michelle says, we need both. That said, when we buy from small businesses, we are helping a little girl pay for dance lessons, a little boy play sports, mm-hmm. a mom buy gas for her car to take her kids places, help a recent grads' parents help pay for college. What or who we were actually helping by only doing business with large, centrally run corps? Everything in moderation. That's John said, lots of small businesses, they generate the most jobs. They are the drivers of the economy. Roger said, the country was founded on small businesses that grow. Ken said, large corporations or small mom and pops need to sell American products and keep Americans working. They both have their place, but when stores like Walmart get most of their inventory from China and sell it dirt cheap, who can compete? So you can chime in, facebook.com/goodday show.
I noticed that on some of the trending sites that we follow, Linda McMahon's name is still there. She won the Republican primary for the Senate seat in Connecticut. What did you say yesterday? She spent
$61 million to get there.
Yeah. And she doesn't like being scolded about it. Would you believe there was that kind of money in wrestling?
I do. Oh, it's huge. Are you kidding? Right. Oh, they've done a great job.
They're taking a hit now that mixed martial arts, MMA, is taking a large chunk out of them. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Well, discuss the merits of both of them and come up with not much in either of your hands. 24 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Elvis remembered. I don't think we're going to get agreement on this, and that's maybe why I'm going to accept whatever answer comes in. Stand by if you want to talk about Elvis, his first hit and his last hit. Brian in El Paso, listening to KTSM, heard me tell the story about the soldier who was discharged in 2002, but recently when he took a trip, came back to the country, accused of being AWOL, and he hadn't filed, they didn't, in the packet of things he had to sign when he went out, didn't have a form that just acknowledges that he's leaving, and so he was supposedly AWOL. They wanted him to fly back to Fort, what did I say, Fort Carson?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, at his own expense, and then finally figured it out after 12 days in jail. So Bob has a solution to this. Okay, Bob, go ahead. You're on the air.
According to I reached over and grabbed my officer's manual from when I served.
Yeah.
And it states in there in the Uniform Code of Military Justice that if they do not present you with a valid DD Form 214 upon termination of service, regardless of the reason, and they have to bring you back, technically, from the time he didn't sign it to the time that they put him in jail, they have to pay him 12 years back pay, right?
You know what? Even though it's my dollar, I'd say for putting the guy in jail for 12 years and being that incompetent.
12 days.
Hopefully, 12 days. Hopefully, the people who are responsible for this outrage are going to get fired. That's number one. And yeah, collect 10 years on the tab.
I was just hoping he has a lawyer as smart as you,
Bob. Smart enough to figure it out, Bob. Maybe you should send that along. Yeah.
They did not give him a valid DD Form 214. Now they're trying to make him sign it by fax.
Yeah.
No. I would go back there and I would say, I would stick my hand out and say, give me my back pay and I'll sign your paper.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And they'd say, if you don't sign it, we'll put you in jail for being AWOL. But then he can prove that they didn't have the 214 form in there.
Exactly.
And is he supposed to ask for it if I don't see a 214? I mean, when you got out of the service, Bob, how much paperwork did you have to sign?
About 300 sheets of paper, but I mean, still, you know, I was an officer. I don't know. He sounds like enlisted, probably a sergeant or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, you've got to undergo physicals and everything else. The last thing that you're supposed to do is sign your DD 2214 before you leave. That was his commanding officer's duty, or his XO.
Mm-hmm.
And if those guys didn't do their job, then they owe him. What, 10 years back pay or whatever
it is. Yeah, be interesting to see if that...
They did not properly execute his DD Form 214 and termination of service. That means he was technically still in the Army the whole time.
Looks like, how much would a guy like that, 40 grand a year or something? How much?
Well, about 55 grand.
So 550,000, woohoo! It's like winning the lottery. All right, Bob, good job. Thank you for calling and explaining that to
us.
That's fantastic. 800-510-8255. By the way, there was this, is it $323 or $373 million winner? I think in Michigan.
Doesn't matter. They're rich.
A Powerball.
Yeah, in Michigan.
Last night. Yeah, I think it was Michigan.
Somebody in Virginia won $1 million. They hit five.
Really?
Yeah.
800-5. How come they never win in Massachusetts? When's the last time you heard from... that there was a winner match. It's always a Midwestern state. You notice that?
I just hope it's
Southern state.
Another one of these nice, you know, 68-year-old couple with 47 grandkids type thing. That's nice.
Exactly. 800-510-8255. Jennifer also has a William Shatner story in the Television Report.
Me too. Close to home.
Right, exactly. You know, actually, a couple of them, in fact. Brian is in Live Oak, Florida. Hi, Brian. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
So I had asked for the first hit and the last hit from Elvis, and Richie and I have been talking about this for 25 minutes. I'm thinking we're not any of us going to agree on what we would describe or what could be defined as his first number one and his last number one, or his first big hit. Does it have to be a number one in order to be a big hit?
I think we can all agree on his first one. It's the last one that's up for debate.
What do you say, Brian, first and last?
Well, I'd say his first one was That's All Right, Mama, and his last one was Moody Blue.
All right. There are people who think Heartbreak Hotel was the first really big song, 1956, but this is 54, isn't it, Richie? What
it is
this?
Mm-hmm. 54.
Right. And you could make a case for this being the first one, Brian. So.
Yes,
I don't think that we would argue with you there.
Now, just to clarify, you're talking about number one, right? Number one hit, not just chart.
I think that when you talk about hits, it would be a top 10. I would say the top 10 music. But again, we didn't define it particularly well anyway.
I think this charted on the country western chart. I don't think it charted on the Billboard chart. You get all these...
Yeah. Right, because at that time there were lots of different... There were four or five different ways of taking a chronological look at what the hits were.
Right.
And you were... You know, you did
Blue
have...
Blue Moon of Kentucky was on the B-side of this, and that charted too.
Did well, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you could have scholars
debate
this.
It depended on the format.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Right.
So anyway, we got Brian, who says, "That's All Right, Mama." As a number one, some people say Heartbreak Hotel. Now, at the end of his career, I didn't say he had to be alive. And so he died in 77 on this date. But in 1981, there were several releases. And one of them, I think actually two of them, charted quite well. But you go back, this song you have enumerated was his last hit while he was alive, I believe. I remember playing it as a disc jockey.
Frankly. Yeah, the Blue Album, the Translucent Blue Album.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the big song was called Moody Blue. Crank this up.
Yes, sir.
I like this one. It's a great song.
Now, this one I don't think I've heard before.
Never really?
No.
Ah, this is a great song. I already asked you to crank it up, Richie, didn't I?
Yes.
You want to crank it up louder? This song, he seemed to still have it, even though there are a lot of people who said at this time in his career he was so lost and was so many different problems.
I was just going through some of the chart stuff of his,
yeah,
and I was looking at the song that last charted while he was alive, and actually it didn't chart while he was alive. It was recorded just a few weeks before he died.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, it charted after he died. And it's called Way Down, and I'd never heard that. So this is
my song.
You like Way Down?
Yeah.
So I'd never heard it, but here it is. And this was just a few weeks before he died.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Way down with you, way down like a tidal wave.
He had
so this is late Big Fat Drug Induced Elvis here, and he still sounds great.
That song's on the same album as Moody Blue.
Yeah, but who's the guy? It wasn't who was it? It wasn't JD. Who's the guy with the voice on that? Who was it? Do you know the deep voice on that one, Brian?
Oh no, sir, I don't.
I don't even remember. All right, now you could also make a case that Guitar Man was his last hit.
Now you're talking, Mike.
If you go to 1981 and the release of the last original stuff from Elvis, this song charted very well, very strong, and lasted for a long time. So if you have an excerpt from that. Meanwhile, Brian, we're going to take good care of you. Thanks for the call. Hold on just a second. Did you find that, Richard? Yeah, here it is. Thanks, Brian.
Love this song. A little Jerry Lee, Jerry Reed on the guitar.
Left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kink with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man.
All right, so I was talking to somebody, a radio professional, yesterday about the program.
Ooh, a professional.
He was trying to catch up.
It's a nice change.
Interested.
It's about time.
Yeah, right. This guy's been around for a while. I've known him for a long, long time. And he was talking to me about how to get better distribution for this program. And so he says, "I haven't listened to you for a while. Are you playing any music?" Because a lot of music stations carry this program. We're on a lot of music stations now. And I said, "No, we don't. That's not what we're about. But if there's a story, or there's an emotion, or there's a reason to play a bit of a song, 30, 40, 50 seconds, then you'll hear it. And certainly the story about Elvis, remembering Elvis today, it is appropriate for us to dig around in his very large treasure trove of wonderful music. To have us think, no matter how old you are, you got, it's like the Beatles. You got to
know
who Elvis is.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think that there are people who just
don't
care.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think we're getting...
I kind of think so.
Yeah, we're getting
although
to that.
I don't know, Elvis, the Beatles...
ignore them.
Yeah.
You know, one of the hopeful signs that I see I talk to my nephew all the time about music, and he appreciates, you know, like I bought him the Led Zeppelin box set when he was, you know, 15, like 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And you see kids walk. I saw a kid, like a 15-year-old kid, walking around with a Beatles shirt the other day. And you see stuff like that, and you, it's really cool for these kids to kind of be retro a little bit. And that's the one thing that gives me hope. And, hey, listen, I teach my son where the roots of rock and roll come from so that whatever garbage he tries to listen to when he's 15 years old, he'll realize that that came from somewhere. And you know, it's important. Elvis laid down the roots. He took the black community's music and made it popular.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't play it and they couldn't air it. And it's the history of our country.
The history of rock and roll! 13 before the hour. Jennifer on television in a moment here on Good Day.
Thank you, Jen.
Years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Hi, let's get to the television report. Jennifer has big news about
big news.
Several different items. Do we want to talk about Shatner first?
Sure, we can talk about Shatner
first. Stories at a television. It is because what we're talking about is on television, right?
Yeah. Well, good news, because I know everybody was worried. The Priceline negotiator is not dead.
Right. How did he survive that bus wreck over the side of the bridge? How did he survive?
I don't know. But, you know, he did. He managed to do that. So, yay, Priceline negotiator coming back to TV. Also, on a little personal note, William Shatner's doing a web series that you may not be aware of. And he might have a co-star with the same last name that I have. My dad actually did a web series the first episode of a web series yesterday with William Shatner involving wine, in which Shatner goes around to everyday people and gets them to taste some wines and comment about them.
And your father drinks with them, and at the end he's
My
drunk.
Dad is the sommelier of the show. Yeah. Interesting.
How sweet. All right, so what about Michael J. Fox?
All right, Michael J. Fox is coming back to TV, and I'm happy for him. You know, he's had a lot of battles in his life and his Parkinson's disease, but he is working on a comedy for TV with Sam Laborn. He's the guy that created Cougar Town, and Will Gluck. He's the other guy in the series that created Easy A, the movie with Emma Stone. All the major networks are into it. ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox are all looking to bid on the project, so there could be a little bidding war for
this. He was on, what was the show with Dennis Leary, my favorite show on FX?
Rescue Me.
Mm-hmm. He was on Rescue Me and was hysterical. He's a really funny guy.
So I think this will be great. And obviously, it must be a good show to have all the networks on it. So
right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Also, a new job for Lucy Lawless. The last time she was in the news, she was getting arrested down in New Zealand. Now she's joining Parks and Recreation for a few episodes this season.
She's very sexy.
Xena Warrior Princess.
Right.
Nickelodeon is introducing a new idea in their primetime hours. They're starting something called Nick Mom, which will be all kinds of programming set up especially for moms, including sketch comedy, docuseries, and all that kind of stuff. That's in the evening hours at Nick.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Time on Good Day 53 after the hour. Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Show. It's heard on great radio stations and on the Sirius every weekend. The Money Pit, it's moneypit.com, and there are questions that demand answers. You have questions. Tom has answers. Even for dumb questions like the ones that come from Rich.
I have a really stupid question
really
that I need help with.
Really stupid question.
Really, really dumb.
Really dumb.
But I don't know the answer to it, so I need to ask it.
So we two dumb guys together be all set. You'll have a perfect time.
Thank God we have Tom.
That's right. Exactly. All right. The answer
good thing I'm here.
To the dumb question, whatever it is, in just a moment here on Good Day.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Okay, the number here is 800-DUMB-BUTT,
and I've just dialed it.
Yes, he has. Yeah. So what's your dumb question?
All right, so Tom, I'm redoing one of my bathrooms. You know, okay. Turned up the toilet, the vanity, the floor, and I put the new floor down, got all that. So go to put the toilet back on, and I've done this several times, so, I can get it. But the one thing that I can never figure out is when you put the studs, the bolts, in the flange.
Right.
And then you lay the toilet on top. When you put the studs there, you have this little plastic thing that helps the studs stand up in the flange.
Yep, right.
All right. Then you lay the toilet on top of the studs.
Right.
Then you go to put the nut on the bolts.
Right.
The bolt always turns, and you can't keep it from turning.
What you have to do is you use a bolt that's long enough so that you can grab the top of it and hold it while you're spinning the net.
That's what I do, but there's barely enough room, so I must just need longer bolts.
But the other thing is, look,
I went to YouTube and I'm watching people and they're just spinning the nut on there, and I'm like, how do you keep the bolt from turning?
Well, some of the bolts are square on the bottom, so they actually sit up in sort of a ravine where they won't turn. But you can grab the top and spin it down. But here's the key. You really don't want that to be very tight. Many people will over-tighten that toilet when they're putting it back in. And if they do, just one extra turn, you crack the whole base, and you got to throw the toilet away.
Don't they used to have some kind of a wax thing?
Well, the wax seal goes in between the flange and the toilet.
Oh, all right. I was thinking that may have been
that.
So I'm not as big of a moron as I thought I was.
It's a tricky spot.
Right.
Okay.
It's tricky to be a moron.
But make the bolts tall, and then you have to cut them off with a hacksaw, but they're brass because it's very soft.
Okay.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. Here's Pilar in Texas, who asks whether or not there's a time of year that's best to paint a home.
Yeah.
Do temperatures adversely affect the paint? You wouldn't want to be painting when there's a foot of snow on the ground.
That's a great time. Go for it.
Well, I think the temperatures for most paint manufacturers will recommend is between about 50 degrees and 90 degrees. The thing is, if it's too cold or too hot, the paint is not going to dry properly. Now, if it's too hot, for example, you think, how could it be too hot? Well, the paint actually dries too quick, and it doesn't flow, and you get all sorts of brush marks and roller marks in it.
Yeah.
And if it's too cold, then it may not dry at all. And that's a problem as well.
Freezing.
And, of course, weather counts as well. So you want to make sure that you don't have high winds that are going to blow the paint around. And then rain, try to keep it the rain in the forecast so that it doesn't happen for at least the dry time of the paint. After it dries, it's okay. But really, the first several hours after you paint really should be dry weather.
Here's an interesting question from a lady in New Hampshire whose child has asthma. Doctor recommends ripping up the carpet to reduce allergens. Carpet, wall-to-wall carpet is awful.
Yes, it's a filter.
Yeah. All right, so what do you put out for flooring for something like that?
Well, any hard surface flooring is what you're looking for. So, you know, wood, hardwood floor, laminate floor, tile floor are all fine. The thing is, though, with the manufactured floors, you want to choose low VOC products because they can worsen asthma if the VOCs get off into the air. So make sure you choose low VOC hard surface flooring, and that will do it.
What does VOC stand for?
Volatile organic compound.
Thank you.
There you go.
That wasn't a dumb question, Rich. That was a very good question.
It was. Surprised me.
I asked that one.
Hi, Tom Kreidler. Check out the Money Pit Radio program, and you can check out Tom at Doug's.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.